fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm always proud to say that we start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and every schoolroom in the country should do it every day of the week. Unfortunately, they no longer do so. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of stocking up for the family, don't forget to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. It is something often overlooked. I've had any number of women at various public events thank me for this prepper tip because it is so frequently overlooked. You may want to stock up on extras. Get these things in case lots. You'll save money. Be a great barter item in the future. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. He is one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, and we're going to be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils to your life like Leon has and like I have can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm getting a lot of things done in the house and kept to ride the motorcycle around the property and all sorts of things. So,
well, tell us about your motorcycle. What make is it and what size and so forth?
It's a 450. Actually, it's a 425 Honda. I have two different motorcycles. And I got that one because of it's 2002, no electronics, and so it's a dirt bike. And then the other one is a Christine, and that's the one I got years ago, and that's the one that has all-wheel drive. The front tire pulls and the back tire pushes, and I got it. I told the guy, this is one that the U.S. military uses, and several other militaries worldwide use it. And I said, hey, I want to have the infrared light and the silence muffler on it and all the bells and whistles. And he said, if you wait a month and a half, you can get the last one on SEAL Team, I think it's SEAL Team 5. We have one extra overrun. I said, I'll take it. And so I saved $1,800 and I got that one. So,
What model is that again now? It's a Honda?
No, that one's a Christini. It is based on a Honda. And that
Christini. So it's a Christini company takes a Honda and they customize it and modify it.
Correct. And that one's a 450.
Okay. Now, you and I were talking about the Kawasaki diesel-powered motorcycle at one time. Did you ever get one of those?
Oh, no, I still haven't found one of those yet. Yeah, that's a 650 Hayes diesel that takes. That's awesome. Those are hard to find. And I found some in Knoxville. Somehow the Marine Detachment gave the whole city, like 20 of them, and the guy wouldn't sell them. You know, he worked for the municipality, and he'd only sell them one at a time, and they wouldn't go for less than $10,000 each, even though over 2 years, I still couldn't get them to get it down with less than $10,000.
Well, it's a... for those who don't know, there may have been something made decades ago, but I'm not aware of any other motorcycle anywhere on the planet that uses a diesel-powered engine. Are you?
No, sir. I heard it, the Russians did, but then I found out that may be incorrect.
Well, the Russians still manufacture a motorcycle called the Ural, and here's how that came about. Advanced West, they captured a BMW motorcycle factory that was manufacturing BMW motorcycles for the Third Reich. It's an interesting motorcycle because it has a sidecar with a drive wheel. So you've got two drive wheels instead of one. And it has a reputation for not all that good machining on the engine. It may be good for about 10,000 miles or so before it needs a complete rebuild. But I would think there'd be a market for that, from a reputable company that could make these using equipment that's not 80 years old and with better metallurgy. The Kawasaki diesel-powered motorcycle, with 5 gallons of fuel, you can go 500 miles, can't you?
Absolutely. That's one of the motivations. Plus, in the military's attitude was one battlefield, one fuel. And, you know, I incorporated that idea later, but I wish I'd have really heard that earlier. Then I would have just bypassed the other one and gone straight diesel.
There was a company, they were a St. Louis company, manufactured a two-wheel drive bicycle. Did you know that such a thing existed?
Yeah, and Christini had that two-wheel drive, and they used it in Antarctica. But I didn't know the St. Louis people did, too.
Yes, it was quite a bicycle. I don't know if they're still in existence or not, but what can you say? Anyway, Leon, I don't know if you caught Tucker last night, but Tucker was mentioning something we'll be talking about, and we've talked about many, many times with Jeff Nyquist, and that's the cooperative effort, the alliance of Russia and China being something the U.S. military cannot ever hope to meet and defeat. Did you happen to catch that last night?
No, sir. I was still hanging them. OSP. Nope.
All right. Well, that's important, and it needed to be done, obviously. So, yes. And we need to be aware of this. That alliance does exist. It's not some future concept. That alliance already exists, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And they train together, and they try to keep it as low key as possible. Well, we have satellite images of, you know, their connections, and obviously all the intel company or entities and agencies, you know, keep track of it too. So, and then if you look at all the things that they do, is, you know, like what happened when Obama dropped off the Navy boats and had those people in Iran, and then they just re-engineered that information instead of, you know, sinking them. They should have just scuttled the ships. And then the other thing is with the drone. They got a hold of the drone, and they said, oh, it was captured. In actuality, it was pretty much delivered too, and they re-engineered that. And I'm almost positive that the Iranians, you know, hooked up the Russians and the Chinese with it. Because, then now they're using their suicide drones all over the world. So, you know, to say that we haven't pretty much abdicated our sovereignty is terrible. And did you hear about Biden is supposed to be signing the WHO this week now, the WHO treaty, and it doesn't have to go through Congress. And he's able to give the sovereignty to a foreign entity, the World Health Organization, and they can do whatever they want, and they replace and supplant the Constitution and all the rules of all the nations of the world. So you talk about one world government, that's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Anna, it occurred to me last night that these properties offered for sale at my website could be a big help to the few families that might participate in getting them that are affected. It's tens of millions of families on the East Coast are going to be affected by the chemical spill, which includes dioxin, by the way. It took place in Palestine, Ohio. And everywhere from entry level, we got a nice three-bedroom home in Bismarck, a quaint town of 1,600 people for $79,000, to the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road and other properties in our area in the Ozarks, where the Yoakum Road property, for example, three families could live there and not be too jammed up with the place is so large. But these families... I don't know if you've seen any of the video footage. We got men and women complaining of all kinds of upper respiratory things, issues with their skin. That translates into cancer 10 to 20 years from now, doesn't it, sir?
I don't think it's going to take that long, especially for the people who are vaccinated, because you already know how much...
Well, they no longer have an immune system, yeah. So they're toast. But those people don't listen to my show anyway, so we won't. There are some vaccinated people that listen to my show. Those who were unfortunate enough to be coerced or whatever it took for them to get the clot shot. It's unfortunate. It's tragic. Right. Go ahead.
It shows you how toxic the whole scene is, because no major person from the EPA and the White House has shown up there, or the the companies themselves, Norfolk Southern, none of them want to show up because they realize how toxic that zone is. And I don't think people understand how toxic dioxin is, especially on fire. Mike Adams has a $2 million atomic lab, and he can test things down to parts per billion. But this stuff is poisonous at parts per trillion. And right. DDT, right. DuPont, and all the Agent Orange. People dismiss it. If they said Agent Orange was released here in America, they would change the whole dynamic in the world, because they already know how bad it is. But apparently one grain of dioxin is strong enough to kill 30,000 people. And they had 1 million pounds of it that was crowded place intentionally. Right. So this is an evil act. And I told my mother about it, and she's like, will they stop with the evil? I said, no, this is all part of the plan from the evil one. Wants to destroy the earth, and he's doing a phenomenal job. It just blows me away.
Well, this morning I ran across a story, unconfirmed, I must repeat, unconfirmed story of railroad tanker cars with unknown contents in some of the most productive agricultural real estate of California right now. And there's people looking into it to resolve that and determine what's in these railroad cars and why they're there. But getting back to Tucker Carlson, will the history books reflect that World War III is being fought right now once history is written? Is that a possibility, Lan?
Easily. Because, matter of fact, I even heard Travis Kelly was talking about, that it's just a global war based on what the VP said. Harris said that, this is a global war. She didn't want to say World War III, but she called it a global war. And so, yes.
Well, that's mincing words, isn't it? That's a little words. That's a little wordsmithing taking place there.
Yes, sir. And so, yeah, I agree that this is World War III. And all these are proxies, Same thing we did with Afghanistan and Russia, they're doing with us and Ukraine. And so now they're going to be incorporating China with this. And so, everybody's just, it's almost like puppet masters. Okay, we're not going to fight the big boys. we're just going to throw in our reservists, and we're going to watch you do all your machinations with your good stuff so we know how to counter it, and we're videotaping, and we're surveilling, and we're doing sensors on everything you do. So we learn your techniques better now because it's actually live. And so we are using the Ukrainians as mercenaries, and we keep funneling hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide into that location, and the money is coming back to the unethical and unscrupulous politicians and defense contractors worldwide. And in Taiwan is taking the brunt of it too, because instead of us sending money and armament to them, we're sending it to Ukraine. So now they're going to be less prepared, and it's just one huge catastrophe. Military catastrophe ready to happen, just like what happened in New Palestine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Leanna, I'm at a point in my preps where I can actually have some fun and not have to be working dusk to dawn on preps, thank goodness. I've got enough food stored up to feed 7 people for 2 years. The likelihood of my daughter showing up with her children is almost non-existent at this point in time. But I've been at this a long time, and there's more for me to do, too. My wife and I are looking at keeping chickens and getting set up to do that. A greenhouse. I'm researching greenhouses right now. I may become a dealer for greenhouses also. Last time I looked into it 2 years ago, prices were going up so quickly they couldn't. They said, John, we can't guarantee a price for even 30 days for you to be promoting these things with the price of steel going up so quickly. But I think that's settled down a bit. Liam, we got our first call here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John, Leon. I wanted to tell Leon what he just said a few minutes ago. I saw a picture off of Epoch Times, and that was about Biden over there with Zelensky, and they were standing close to each other, you know, how they do for get a photo and maybe a TikTok sort of thing. But anyway, Biden had his hand in Zelensky's pocket.
Wow. Was he also sniffing his hair, too? That's crazy.
I saw that. Well, I wanted to say that because you brought up that thing, what you said a minute ago. But you're right on, everybody. I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Pat. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Go ahead. I had friends tell me some things that you'd be interested in.
What's that?
So both of these are E-9s and above in the military, Army and Marine Corps. And one of them says, March 1st looks like China full mobilization. Looks like they're calling back folks that have been out for a while. And I asked them, was he supposed to be called back, just like they tried pulling you back during Crimea, you know, 5 years ago or more? He said, water is going to be a big issue. I said, does that include you? He said, no. China is recalling. And he said, we are being stupid. And the Ukrainian war is bloody Russian hard. And then I said, you know, please call him. I know my friend would love to hear from you. And then the other one is a local one, and he's part of the group, a Marine. And he said that there's going to be activity within the next 45 to 60 days here that is going to be accelerating drastically. And it will be unlike anything that we've seen. And it's not going to be abroad. So the way these people are hearing, and I'm surprised you haven't heard it. You may not have heard of it. You just have to do it delicately, protect your sources. But how...
Well, we'll continue the discussion after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Oh. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils, the way to help improve your life. Do what's advocated in the Bible. The essential oils are mentioned more than 300 times in the Holy Bible for a reason. You know, Leon, the Bible doesn't get into silliness like chocolate chip cookie recipes, does it?
Absolutely not. No, it doesn't.
No. So the oils have worked for thousands of years. They continue to work, and the best oils, the highest quality oils you can get are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Let's take this call, Leon, and after the call, we'll like to hear about the oil of the week. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Hi, Leon and John. I wanted to let Leon know I had ordered the facial cleanser with Melaleuca and peppermint.
Yes.
And, you know, in Arizona, we all have really dry skin. And so this is fabulous. And I had a little spot on my, like that poem, that there was a girl with what is on her forehead, but I'm not bad. Okay. So anyway, there was a spot that was real dry. and I wash my face with this, and then I also diluted down lemongrass, and I put the little lemongrass on there for about 2 weeks. It is, I am telling you, it is gone. And the doctor wanted to burn it off. I said, no, I don't want you to burn something on my face, because it's gone, Leon. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, ma'am. Those oils are precious, and many people discount them because they think, wow, how can something natural be so effective? And so
I
you're
wonder what... Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And the other one I love is lavender oil, because I was cooking the other day, and I got a little burn on my end of my finger.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the, well, I washed it real good, and I put the lavender on there. Oh, my gosh, it stopped the pain right away. And next day, I'm looking at it now, it doesn't, looks like nothing happened to it.
Exactly. Matter of fact, there's a chemist. His name is Ludwig. He was in France, and he scalded himself. And the nearest thing he was able to do is stick his hands in a vat of lavender oil, and he was expecting to have major problems. And that was the renaissance of essential oils in the last century, because of that one chemist scalding himself. He went in, and he went head over heels into finding out how. And lavender is both an analgesic and it heals skin tissue, whether they're cuts, scars, or burns. And so he was the impetus for why essential oil. So it's funny how you burned yourself, you know, 100 years later, and you're seeing the benefits. This one chemist started the whole renaissance of essential oils just because of his.
That's neat. And can you get a bigger bottle of that?
Of lavender?
Yeah.
Yes, the largest one that comes in is 15 milliliter. I've had people say, I love some of this stuff. I want to get a gallon of it. It's like, they don't
That's
sell it by
the gallon. I was
going to
ask, do you have a quart size or what?
Yes, ma'am. No, it only comes in that because these are no doTERRA. I mean, that lavender is only lavender. We don't dilute it. Many other companies will dilute it to make it cheaper. And that's why, you know, if we had a bottle that was, you know, $600, you know, people would go apoplectic. So what we do is most of the bottles are 20 to 30, but they are pure single oils. We don't dilute anything, unlike others.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my fabulous thing from doTERRA oils. My face is so much better, and it's not dry anymore.
Excellent, yes. And if you look in this one called Immortel, it is phenomenal because it also removes crow's feet and furrows in the forehead. And I know personally because I tried it and I was like, wow. I came back from one of this was when I just hit the big 5-0 and I tried it. And I said, wow. And so many women will do it once a year. They'll buy it when they'll get all of their orders over 200. So they get that bottle of Immortel for free. And what's in there is frankincense, lavender, rose, most expensive. And helichrysum. So look into Immortel when you get a chance.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And
thanks, Deborah.
You and John have a nice day.
Thanks for the call, Deborah. We appreciate it. Well, we got time to get started on here all the week. We'll probably have to continue after the break. Let's go ahead and get started, Leon.
Yes, sir. It is DDR, Damaged DNA Repair Prime, and it's exclusive to doTERRA. And what it is a cellular complex. And it was actually originated because the importance of cancer. One in two men and one in three women in America will get cancer. And it's just going to be exacerbated now with back.
We'll continue this after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Improvements every day. New items every day. The humor panel has a lot. We need some humor in our life, don't we? And, of course, information that can literally be life-saving and life-changing. At my COVID panel, for example, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of research at Pfizer, credentials that's, shall we say, very few men and women on this planet have that level of credentials when it comes to virology and making vaccines. He just flat out says, don't get the COVID vaccine, don't get the boosters. They will kill you. And of course, the 9 pages a judge forced Pfizer to release, 9 pages single spaced of all the side effects, what I call direct effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And of course, Proxit will help you. You want to get your hands on commercial quality freeze-dried equipment? It's right there with HarvestRite. We have the John Moore Ozark Symposium coming up this coming August. You need to get registered by the last of May. to participate. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to invite Leon to be there as much as he likes also. And it's a beautiful lodge. They're celebrating the 101st year in beautiful Steelville, Missouri. And last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, if your arthritis pain has you down, check out the Energy Cleaner. It will help. It really will help. My toll-free hour line for Energy Cleaners, mattress pads that go with them, is 800-592-9543. And without further ado, we're going to hear about the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. So DDR was made because of the fact that cancer is so prevalent here in America, and due to all the chemicals we're exposed to. We have over 85,000 chemicals we have in America, and many of them are banned worldwide. Right now, we just saw them in the Midwest. So quick facts on this oil are, it's used for antioxidant support for the cells and to promote a healthy cellular life cycle. The cells are not supposed to live forever. That's what's called apoptosis, which is what's great for lemongrass. Primary uses are aging, antioxidants, atherosclerosis, cancer, cellular health, and tumors. The way it's applied is you can dilute it as needed and apply it directly on the area of concern. So whether it's a tumor or a polyp, you can take it both internally and externally. And internally, you would take up to 8 drops internally twice a day with food. And what I've learned after going to all of these conventions, it's better to do it just like sickness. If you're sick, it's better to take the oils on an hourly or bi-hourly basis than it is to take, 8 drops at one time, because a good example would be like peppermint. Peppermint has 30 minutes of shelf life. Of half-life in your body. After you could take 2 drops, you have 1 drop left. So the single oils contained in this blend are frankincense, highly anti-inflammatory and immune stimulant properties, and it is fantastic for cancers and tumors. Wild orange has high levels of D-limonene, which has demonstrated potential inhibiting cancer tumor growth, and is shown to reduce cholesterol levels in animal studies. Lemongrass is anti-inflammatory and antiseptic, and their constituents have been found to inhibit cancer cell growth and induce apoptosis, which is natural cell death, in human leukemia cells. Thyme is a strong antioxidant and antiseptic, and it also supports the brain as it ages. Summer savory has demonstrable antifungal and anti-inflammatory properties, and has the ability to decrease lipid peroxidation associated with aging in mice, and to reduce DNA damage caused by oxidative stress in rat lymphocytes. Clove oil is a strong antioxidant, and it's anti-infectious and helps support healthy liver and thyroid function. And neoli, which is a melaleuca variant that has powerful antifungal properties and is anti-inflammatory. And so, and it's also strong against radiation to help regenerate damaged tissue. And then anyone dealing with radiation or peppermint is one of the best in that regard. It helps block gamma ray absorption by cells. So if you're taking radiation for whatever reason, I would highly recommend taking lots of peppermint. So that is the oil of the day, DDR Prime by doTERRA.
Outstanding. And these are in stock, ready for immediate shipment, I presume?
Yes, sir. And right now, I just had someone join on your team last week, and his number was 14 million, and I joined 10 and a half years ago, 11 years ago, and my number is 101,000. So we just went over the 14 million mark, and this is in 158 countries. And so doTERRA is growing because of the quality, power, or efficacy and purity. And that's, people say, well, how are you growing so much? Our company is only at, 200,000. It's like, we do 18 different tests, and we provide them to the public. Do you do that? And like, no, why not? Oh, it's all proprietary. Well, see, we're not like Obama saying, I'm going to be the most transparent presidency in history. And that was a bunch of hooey. So that's the difference between doTERRA. So when I hear people say, oh, I make it myself at home, it's like, do you have a mass spec at home? No. And do you have a gas chromatograph? No. That means any chemicals in the air, you're going to incorporate them in your body, in your kid's body. And you think I want to buy that? No. So that's the difference between between doTERRA. And there's a night and day difference. It's monumental. So when I hear people say, oh, I can get it at Wally World for 99 cents, I said, yeah, you can get gasoline with a pretty smell. There's nothing medically viable with the stuff that you get at the cheap places, period. But let's stay positive. I want to convey to people that there are options, and now is the time to do it. And knowing how important it is to have medical alternatives. And people say, why are you buying the drugs? I'm like, because I'm going to be working with doctors and nurses and surgeons and vets. And the people that they're going to be working on have been brainwashed to take the drugs, and even the doctors are that way. So I'm going to give those people who are ignorant the ability to stay on the drugs even after a grid-down scenario. And if they want to have it, great. I'm not going to take it, but at least they feel comfortable. And there are going to be side effects even in the grid-down. The oils have no side effects. They're not addictive. There's no contraindications with other drugs, both man-made or natural. And they last indefinitely as long as they're cool, dark, and dry. So that's why I joined 11 years ago, because of the fact that, you know, that they have so many benefits and no downsides. So those are the benefits of having doTERRA oil specifically. So that's my PSA for the day.
Well, thank you, Leo. We appreciate that. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, besides the ongoing threat of World War III, which is probably being fought, and just to remind people, World War II did not begin on December 7, 1941. It was already going for a number of years before December 7, 1941, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, I mean, when they invaded, when Germany invaded Poland in 1939, and also...
Well, before that, they went into the Sudetenland. That was... no conflict there, no use of firearms. And, of course, Italy invading Ethiopia, that was about as much as they could do. what a pitiful army they had. And the Japanese invasion of China. So the conflict was going for years before the newspaper were saying anything about World War II, weren't they?
Yeah. And they'd already learned from the Great War, which was World War One.
The war to end all wars, that war?
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. So in that regard, yes, the war had started much earlier, but you know they didn't classify that. And right now, with all the calamities that are happening around the world, specifically with Sudan and Crimea and all the other places, yeah, it's just going to continue to expand. And now we're it's like a black hole. They're just sucking in more and more money and armament and people. Most importantly, people. And the government's into this, so it's just getting worse and worse. And for countries that don't want to back NATO, like Turkey, you know, there's lots of information. And even the Romanian, there was a Romanian a woman legislator who said HAARP, the Turkey earthquakes and all the subsequent ones were based on HAARP, and she has the data attached to it. So you know, they've been using megawatts of energy directing it into the tectonic plates and affecting the world, and they've been able to do the same thing in the air by using HAARP, High Altitude Advanced Research Project, and it's been up in Alaska for 30, 40 plus years. I mean, it was like it's even worse, taking more power than even the Beast power out of the Beast, which is the NSA secondary data, and it's I've driven it. It's a half-mile-long building, and it goes down into the ground, 60-plus feet. And it's just servers after servers, thousands and thousands of servers recording every call, email, and text worldwide, not just in America. And so it has so much power requirements. It's crashed the city, and it's gone dark so many times that it's more of a joke there near Salt Lake City of how much power it sucks. And so yeah, there's so many things going on simultaneously worldwide that people are just in the dark about it, and they're saying, no, it's not a world war, but if it really will not become of the magnitude that people are talking about until they can't get food, and then you're going to see riots, because that's how governments topple, is when the people are starving to death. Look at France, and she said, let them eat cake. And now I hear they're saying, oh, you just need to stop eating breakfast. We recommend you stop eating breakfast. Well, that goes away.
To save money. That's the most important meal of the day. And it should be the largest meal of the day. The Americans, for decades, make the largest meal of the day the evening meal, which is exactly backwards, isn't it?
Correct. They say, I've heard the story, and you probably heard it in Asia, too, is, you know, breakfast as a king, and lunch as a prince, and then right. Dinner as a pauper.
That's right. And that's what I do most days myself, is exactly that. So we find ourselves in this situation, and our listeners range from those who are barely scraping by monetarily to multimillionaires and everybody in between. Everybody's got their own situation, but no matter how wealthy or how poor you are, everybody's got limitations, don't they?
Yes, sir. Both time, energy, money, and stamina. And so, yeah, but, you know, like you were saying, you know, you're glad of where you are, and you said you still have some more things to do, and I'm going to be working on the greenhouse that I'm going to build using the top rail, and I told you I found some of that. So sucker rods, I'm going to go pick those up and start bending. And so I'm going to make it 25 feet. Actually, I went out and physically measured, and my base would be best at 25, 26 feet, and the biggest that this company has is 20 feet. So I'm going to tweak it, you know, per my specs, and I'm going to buy two sets of 6 mil plastic, so, you know, it'll last typically 4 to 5 years. But, you know, I won't be able to buy a secondary set, you know, in the Great Tribulation, because they won't be shipping those things at all. So I'm going to buy both of them now and just keep it wrapped up hermetically and know I have that as a backup. So for people who are on the edge thinking, well, you know, why should I worry about a greenhouse or a hoop house? Well, look at all the toxins that are airborne and raining down on West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and all the way to the swamp. And so those people, and they now, in essence, Mike Adams described it as a chemical nuke bomb set off in the Midwest with some of the best growing land in the world, for that matter. And now all these Amish who are like, just leave us alone, you know, U.S. government. And now all these guys are going to have to leave, too. And most of them will not want to move, but it's a matter of either stay there and die really fast or move. And so there's going to be an exodus, not only the tens of millions, but the Amish are right now, I know, are livid, because they're scrambling, thinking that they were going to die there after 150 years of living on there, on their right. Property. Now they're going to have to leave. And the Mennonites.
Well, Missouri has become a haven, a safe haven for. We've had more than 100 Amish families move to Missouri in one day.
Sure.
A lot more in my neighborhood. We've got a caller on hold here, Liam. We've got Don in California. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, I'm the recipient of a whole chemical thing going on here. You know, I kind of got surrounded by the people that organized 9/11, and they're behind this, like, COVID thing with. What the man was just talking about, that negative side of hydrocarbon, you know, not the essential oil, but the dioxin part. And, yeah, I understand what the Amish are going through. They did it here. I was an organic farmer, and they just keep lobbying these just like what that contents of the train car is, they're plastic, and it has a viable life of about 10 or 20 minutes. But it releases like a mushroom cloud over your residence and your gardens and everything. And they just keep it up 24/7 by having getting you on two or three sides or being close enough to do that, you know, by lobbing these tiny particles of styrene and vinyl. And that's how they're doing this whole war. That's how they're creating the whole flu, you know, because the symptoms are identical to chemical warfare, incapacitant warfare. It's a low-intensity chemicals. They're not real high, but they just keep it up 24/7. And then if you're active and be able to you know get away from the stuff to prosecute, you know, then it comes in heavier. Then more contractors come in and more emitters. And, yeah, it's just a whole blackmail thing, you know, where they're using agencies behind this to blackmail people. And, you know, and it's weird.
What's the goal? What's the goal of the blackmail? What is it? Blackmail has a goal. What's the goal of the blackmail, Pat?
To do whatever the deep state wants, you know, to cover up FBI crimes, to cover up CIA crimes, the whole false flag network that... You know, did 9/11, and now
yeah,
they're
right, Don. Okay, Don. Thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah, indeed.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, where did this hour go? It just flew by, didn't it?
Yes, sir. And actually, I was talking about earlier about Senator, her name was Senator Diana, I'm probably butchering her name, Lovanoceviči from Romania. She said, directly calling out the use of harp to cause Turkish earthquakes as a punishment. And Turkey denied Sweden from coming into NATO. And that, and now they're cozying up with, you know, Turkey's cozying up with Russia. So, you know, it's just like some of our great senators and Congress critters who say, you know, Ron Paul, and I don't qualify him as Congress critter, but what I'm saying is that, you know, they, and Rand Paul, they, and Johnson, and we can just go down the list of the really good ones, but, you know, they're saying things, and they're bringing things to the light. Most people don't hear about it. What's squashed by main media, and even Reuters said a fact check. What Reuters is owned by the same company that owns BlackRock and Vanguard, and so they control the narrative. So when I hear fact checkers and spooks talk, it's just like, okay, why don't you just call yourself the Office of Disinformation, because that's all you are.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, we start the roundtable here in a few minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Bannon sent me a text that he'll be calling in about the bottom of the second hour on the roundtable, second hour of the show, the first hour of the roundtable, get this straight. And he says he's got lots of info for us, which he always does. I'm sure that Nyquist will be with us. Unsure about Dave Hodges. And Steve O'Neill, if you're listening, you're always welcome to call in. The Tuesday morning roundtable has become quite popular. And Leon, I want you to check out the John Moore Ozark Symposium at my website. And I'd like for you to be part of that if you'd like to, sir.
Well, you just invited me this morning, so I haven't even checked the schedule.
All right. Well, it's the first week of August. It'll be hot. There's a swimming pool. It's a beautiful 100-year-old lodge that has some big name entertainment about six or eight times a year, and it'll be a lot of fun with excellent food. And, of course, everybody who attends will be part of my live studio audience from 7 to 10 a.m. Every day of the event. And, Leon, you know, you've got your hands full. How many chickens do you have right now?
Currently, it's 120 with quail, and I'm supposed to be getting some four geese coming up next weekend, and I'm going to start incubating eggs now.
Are you going to start selling eggs at the local farmers market?
No, I'm still doing the conversion to
freeze-dried. You're freeze-dried, okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to be incubating because I'm going to get my next batch of chickens, especially knowing that they want to do mRNA vaccine on chickens and poultry.
No, don't let that happen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.